we take on this role of a superwoman in our lives, trying to be everything for everybody, and ultimately playing the martyr in our lives is why we're feeling so stuck, why we're feeling so anxious, why we feel like we're trapped 24/7. I'm a homeschool mom. I run a business from home. I'm a wife. We've been married almost 10 years. Things have been stressful on and off for the last 10 years. But one thing that I realized is that I can't be everything for everybody if I'm not taking care of me. But regardless of how crazy life gets, you know, there are times that we had to pack up our entire life to move to Texas within a couple weeks. And I was running for a huge goal in my business alongside doing all of that. There are times that when my son was born, going back and forth from the NICU and home, it was an hour drive just one way. Spending time at the NICU and then coming home, packing up our stuff, unpacking because we had moved in amongst all of that. There are so many times of chaos in our life, in my life, that I look at, and I don't know how I managed to make it happen. So I want you to start looking at your life and where you've actually thrived in chaos. Because here's the thing is, we typically do thrive in chaos because that's all we've ever known. So sometimes we actually start creating that chaos. I call this chaos theory. If you've seen Jurassic Park, you know, but it's our own form of chaos theory. Creating chaos in our life when chaos isn't existing in that moment in time, just so that we feel normal. So we as moms, when we get that moment of silence, we don't even know what to do with it. We don't even know how to handle it because literally, when do we get that quiet time? When do we get that alone time? Unless you're specifically actively seeking it out, which most moms aren't, then we don't have that opportunity. We don't have what a lot of people say, that luxury. That luxury is not actually a luxury. It's your birthright. Being able to have moments of alone time, being able to have moments of quiet time is actually your right as a human being to spend time with yourself, to sit with yourself. But because we're carrying all these hats in our lives and just switching from one hat to the other, it becomes chaotic. And we get so used to that. You're not a martyr if you are switching all these hats and doing it flawlessly, mind you. Most women seem to do this at least makes it look easy. Maybe it's not so easy, and maybe it's not actual ease, but they make it look easy. But you're not a martyr for that. When we take that step back, when we start actually looking at our lives and all the hats that we're wearing and all the things that we're going through, it's really easy to identify that chaos is something we're comfortable with. Even though we hate it, it's something we're comfortable with. How do we actually start working through that? How do we go from being super mom, super wife, super human being in our lives to everybody else, to taking that step back? To start understanding yourself, your wants, your needs, what makes you happy, what makes you thrive. The first step is setting boundaries. You have to set boundaries with those around you. You have to start communicating with your friends and family what your actual needs are. And maybe you don't know what they are right now. So start on smaller scales. Maybe something that you have been really wanting to do is take a shower by yourself without getting bothered by the kids or your spouse. Maybe just communicating that, hey, 5 days a week, I would like to shower without getting interrupted. Just something simple for now. Until you start understanding what your real needs are. Because every woman has different needs. Every person has different needs. Some people don't need to go get pedicures all the time. And some people, that would be the one thing that would make them feel like a queen on top of the world and would help rejuvenate them. Other women don't care about that. And sometimes if you've never pampered yourself or if you've never had a lot of alone time, you don't even know what you even like anymore. You don't know what your hobbies are. You don't know what your interests are. So this is the time to start getting creative. This is the time to start exploring. It's okay to pick up something and then decide it's not for you. It's okay to decide to pick up a hobby and then maybe 2 months down the road be like, I liked it, but I didn't really like it. But society pushes us into this avenue of, well, you're being wasteful and you're wasting time and you're wasting energy if you do any of that. And maybe it's just taking yourself out on a date, going, sitting somewhere and just enjoying the weather. Maybe it's literally just sitting outside in the morning, watching the sunrise with a cup of coffee. Start communicating those things with your significant other, your spouse. That is one of the biggest first steps that you can make in trying to figure out how to balance your life, how to really find out who you are as a person. Now that we've become a mom, well, we've lost ourselves, we've become superwomen in everybody else's lives, we're trying to take back our power. Communicating with those around you is the biggest step that you can make, because it takes a lot of strength and a lot of courage to do that. So think about, what is one thing that you would like to do that you don't get a chance to do? Or that maybe you do get a chance to do it, but you feel guilty about it sometimes. Showering, feeling guilty. Sitting alone, feeling guilty. Feeding the kids chicken nuggets one day just so that you don't have to cook and you're feeling guilty. Everything that we do feeling guilt and shame about is just going to continue to create more chaos and stress, because it's not even just the actions, it's the chaos in our mind. So how can you start communicating this with your significant other? Sitting down, even for 5-10 minutes, a couple times a week, just to be on the same page, just to really reiterate what your needs are, what you want to do, what you're trying to explore while you're finding yourself, so that you have that support. So you have somebody who is right there taking this on with you, even though you're doing the actual work. So my challenge to you this week is, identify what one of those things is this week that you're going to do for yourself to explore and energize yourself, put yourself first, because we're going to work up to putting ourselves first every day, taking time out literally every single day for you, not the kids, just you. There's so much power in that, but maybe that's uncomfortable for you right now. 5 days a week, if possible. And maybe it's a couple things. Maybe it's showering by yourself, and then right before bed, beginning to read for 10-15 minutes. Whatever makes you feel good, whatever makes you feel relaxed, and like you don't have to be everything for everybody, and you just get to be you for just a minute, just a brief flicker in your day. It's so easy when we lose ourselves to put ourselves last. The whole point in finding yourself and the whole point in not just being superwoman for everybody else, but making time and space for yourself so that you discover who you are, what your interests are, what your passions are, and relight that fire in you, is that sometimes we need to let go of that notion that society puts on us that it is selfish as a mom to take time for ourselves. It's not selfish, it's necessary. So do that challenge this week. Send me a message over on any of my social media platforms. Let me know how it went for you. Make sure you screenshot this, tag this in your stories. Let me know what your biggest takeaway is for this week's challenge. I'm gonna throw in some micro trainings. I'm gonna throw in a little bit of mindset work, some different challenges throughout this podcast, because I want you to start taking this podcast as a guide to really break through the social stigmas as a mom, to really find who you are in the process. And this was one of the things that I did when I first started, when I didn't really know what to do, how to make time for myself. I started with small little things first, putting myself first in little ways that didn't create a lot of chaos throughout the day, or didn't make me feel so guilty to do so. I love you guys. Let me know how it goes, and I will see you next week.